Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the hour. Thank you very much. Generally, this is a big part of my day. Always a pleasure to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Rob Berkfeld is here, but Rob's a new friend, but not for long. He's Executive VP and Chief Marketing Officer at the Independent Community Bankers of America, ICBA. That's right, folks, community bankers. How many thousands of times have you heard me use that term on this show with a tone of great admiration and awe in the work that they do? And Rob is one of their new folks over there at ICBA. He's got extensive experience in the world of marketing, and he's joined the ICBA to help them put their best foot forward. And it's an awesome foot, Rob. Welcome to the show, and welcome to ICBA.
Well, thank you so much for having me this morning. I've heard a lot of great things about this program and you specifically, so I'm thrilled to be here and make a new friend.
Well, I appreciate that, and I will tell you, I've written four books, and in all four of them, I've thanked my banker in the acknowledgments by name. And you won't see that in too many books. So that's how I. Those are my bona fides, and I'm convinced that, and I'm not convinced. I know that the three pillars of America, which was born out of Main Street, the three pillars. Our community, our small businesses, farmers and ranchers, chambers of commerce, and community banks. Those three are the pillars of the Main Street economy. What do you think?
Absolutely. And that's something I've learned quickly over my time at ICBA. There's something special about, independent community banks. And, they're your neighbors. They're your friends. They go to your place of worship. And they're it's those relationships that differentiate them. No time has that been more apparent than amidst this crisis.
Well, that's exactly right. And I remind people about this is our anybody who is 40 or over. This is our second go round in the last 12 years, and the first one was the financial crisis of 08 and 09. And this is our second go round with the banking industry and community banks. All during the 2008 and 09 era, community banks never left their customers. They continued not only to loan, but they continued to do relationship banking. When Bank of America closed 1,547 branches, I counted them. Community banks were still helping small businesses, and again this pandemic nightmare that we're going through, the response nightmare, I really should say, community banks have stepped up and are still stepping up, and that's what you've got some research on that, haven't you, Rob?
Yeah, that's right. We do, and some of it is research that's based on the first round of the Paycheck Protection Program. And some of it is some indicators of what's remaining and what we're doing to sort of to take advantage of those opportunities. But I'll give you one quick aside. Actually, this is a little bit in the weeds, but I'm a bit of a digital marketing guy, right? That's sort of
we're okay
from.
With weeds. We get into the weeds around here. It's okay. You're in good company.
good. But this is something I just found out yesterday, and thought it was really sort of telling. We have a community bank finder on our website, and it gets a lot of traffic. And, we track the traffic of number of people that come to that page, number of people that interact to try to find a community bank near them.
Right.
And, it's been steady for the past 2-3 years. And then as of April, it skyrocketed 3 times, 3x the traffic and 3x the activity on it. And the majority of the traffic that comes to those pages and comes to that resource is all people asking the question, what is a community bank, right? Mm-hmm. So that perception while it's, you know, second nature to you and a lot of good folks out there, is new to a lot of folks, right? And so they're hearing about the great news and hearing about the great work that the community banks are doing in partnering with their small businesses during this crisis. And they're saying, just what makes up, what makes a community bank and what differentiates them?
Yep.
And we're
yep.
there to answer that question and talk about relationship banking, and you bet. And it's been and so that's a little piece of an indicator, and that those numbers have continued through May. And, you know, that's a big part of the PPP loan finder right. program that we're building, is to satisfy and to answer that question and guide people to, you know, somebody to help them, you know, with the relationship and guide them through this process, which is the Paycheck Protection Program.
Well, when I'm going to take a little credit for that, because I've been sending people over there all the whole time and pointing out that I love telling this story, Rob. In the same week that the big banks were telling people they were only dealing with their own customers, if you're not a customer, need not apply, I called my banker and I said, I got a little company over here that I'd like to help. They've not done business with you. They've done business with one of the big companies. This was in the middle. I mean, this was in the fever pitch of PPP, right. back in the middle of April. And he said, send them over. I'll take care of them.
Yep.
Boom. Hey,
and
Rob,
I had the exact.
Hey, Rob, that's mic drop. That's boom yeah. stuff. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And I had, you know, my next door neighbor, she runs a photography studio. And, you know, just so happens, it was serendipitous. We're out there, you know, keeping our distance, of course, but having a conversation. And she's telling me that, you know, she went to her big bank and she couldn't even get a call back.
No.
So I said, hey, you know, you should go to this resource and you should see if you, and now she's set up completely
exactly
with a new
right.
community bank. They answered her question and they set her up, and now that's where she's going to be doing her business.
I can't tell
you,
you know, the stories that I know, I'm actually exactly right. That's happening all over the place. I know their names. I know the names of these people that, and they were, they literally languished with their big bank for 3-4 weeks. And finally, they went over to community bank, and bada bing, bada bam, it's done.
That's right. And you know, the program that we just launched is a direct response to that, right? So
yeah.
because of the discussions that you had, because of the discussion I had with my next-door neighbor, I found, like, you know, those are relatively serendipitous and about having that discussion. How many small businesses out there ran into that brick wall and threw their hands up? How
mm-hmm.
many small businesses didn't know there was an alternative? So that's what our program is really about. It's really, you know, realizing that, look, there was in the second round of PPP, there was
$310 billion
out.
I got to take a quick break.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hold on to that thought. I want to come back and I want to talk about what you know about the PPP program going forward, maybe any reform information that you have about this. Because, folks, it does need to be reformed. We're learning about that right now, 20 after. Right back with Rob Birkfeld. He's with
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.